am here in studio with the Pembroke Fire Chief, Jason Viveros. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, it's great to be able to talk to you at a calm time. We're not at a fire bugging you for information or asking you what's going on. It's a good time to sit down and find out what's been happening in your community. You took over as chief, was it, about 6 months ago?
So I took over on June 1st.
Mm-hmm. And then I remember you from before, from Halifax. Now, you were there for a while.
Yeah, I was the fire chief in the town of Halifax for 8 years.
And then before that, I think you were in Sandwich.
That's correct. I was a firefighter in Sandwich for a long time before that.
So you've been doing this, what, like 30 years?
30 years total.
Okay, that sounds good. So a lot of good experience. How big is the Pembroke Fire Department? What's your full-time staffing look like?
So we have, in addition to myself, we have 30 full-time members with one administrative assistant and 10 call personnel.
How many calls a year? Do you have that number roughly? How many calls a year do you respond to? It's probably more than people think.
So about over 3,700 calls this year, which is a significant increase from last year.
Was that because you think like it was coming out of COVID or something like that, or what was that from?
I think all of the departments in the area are just getting busier. There's more calls for service. What the fire departments are trying to do is provide a better service all the time. And yeah, the call volume keeps going up every single year.
Now, I remember years ago, because I've been in this job, you know, as long as you have for over 30 years, it seemed like, anecdotally, 70% of the calls that we would hear on the scanner and maybe follow were for actual fires. The rest were medical. That seems to have flipped. It's more medical and less fires, although recently it seemed like we've responded to, you know, quite a few fires, including some with involving electric vehicles. Do those numbers kind of hold up for your department?
I do. I think that's accurate. The majority of our calls are medical calls, probably in the neighborhood of 70%, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
We in Pembroke, we have an ALS ambulance service that we provide, and keeps us very busy.
I can imagine. What about staffing challenges? Because we're hearing that from every department that we deal with, staffing challenges to get good qualified people in your department. Does Pembroke have that same challenge?
We do. As you know, years ago, we would have a vacant position and we'd see 20 or 30 applicants for one position. And today, we're seeing maybe 2 to 3 at best apply for a position. And in departments that are civil service, they have additional challenges. We're hoping that it gets better, but we certainly have staffing challenges like all the other fire departments in Plymouth County.
Now, why do you think that is? Is this all because of what went on with COVID when everything just kind of stopped? Do you think that had something to do with it?
So because we provide an ALS ambulance service, we require our firefighters to be cross-trained as firefighter paramedics, and we're just not seeing that availability of paramedics anymore. I think COVID did have an impact on it. During COVID, a lot of the paramedic schools had shut down. Students weren't being allowed into the hospitals to do their clinical rotations. So there was definitely a decrease then. A lot of the private industry now is paying their paramedics a lot more. So some who may have came from the private industry and worked for municipal fire departments, I don't think we're seeing as much of that anymore. So it's certainly a challenge for all of the departments to maintain a full complement of personnel.
Right, and that's a challenging part of your job. What's the best part of your job? What do you like about it the best?
So it's cliche, but we get to help people. Every single day we go out on calls and we get to have an impact on people's lives. Generally when they're having they don't call us because they're having a good day. Usually they call us when they're having a really bad day. And being able to go out and help them, it's rewarding.
Now, were you one of these people that since the time you were a little kid, I want to be a firefighter, you got the firefighter outfit. Was that something that was a part of your life growing up?
Absolutely. So many of the firefighters that are in my age bracket, we came up watching the show Emergency 30 years ago.
Can probably sing the theme song, right?
Playing Emergency when we were kids, and now we're firefighters today.
Oh my gosh, that's great! I wonder if that's true, like in every other area of the country where that show was on.
It certainly had an impact.
Oh my God, that is great. Now, I just know a little bit about this. Tell me about this new public safety building plan, about the who, what, why, where, and when. What's happening in Pembroke with that?
Yeah, so before I started, there was a public safety building committee that started work on it, and they did a great job, and I'm happy to be part of it now. And we're hoping we have a plan that we've been putting together over the past few months that we're hoping to bring to the taxpayers in May. for a new public safety building on Route 53 and a fire station on Route 27 at Monroe Street.
Now, the public safety building, would that combine police and fire, or would that just be the fire department?
So that would be a combined police and fire facility.
Yeah, you guys have some really old, really small buildings. Not as a dig, I'm just saying that as an observation.
Yeah, so our buildings, we've definitely lived out their lifespan. Mm-hmm. You know, we invite people to come see the challenges that we have now. You know, we have ambulances that almost they touch each other when they're in the building. We can't fit all our equipment in there properly, and we think, especially with the new locations, we'll be able to provide a better service. Our response times to certain areas of town will be much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a very high call volume in the northern part of the town, and by moving that station up to 53, we'll be able to address that better.
Now, what will happen? Voters, will this be something voted on at town meeting in Pembroke?
Yes, it will come before the voters, and you know, we just hope to give them all the information they need to make a decision and to explain to them how we feel that this move will help provide the service.
Do you
to
think
them.
You'll be doing some of those public forums beforehand? Schedule a few of those so people can come and ask questions.
Absolutely, and like I said, both you know the fire stations are open if anyone wants to stop by and mm-hmm. come take a look at our facilities and you know. See what we're working with now, you know, we welcome that.
Oh, that's great. And I'm speaking with Pembroke Fire Chief Jason Viveros. Now, what about, I'm hearing about this grant that's a regional maintenance plan, 16 communities, fire departments. You folks are one of them. What is that all about?
So the town of Pembroke was recently awarded a community compact grant for $30,000 to study doing regional maintenance. Many of my colleagues, the chief from Chief Cavallaro from Hanover and I, we started talking about it several months ago about what a challenge it is to have mm-hmm. our fire trucks repaired. They require, you know, we need special mechanics to have certifications to do these things. We have a hard time getting this work scheduled, and we have to move our trucks to Attleboro or other locations to have the work done. And what a benefit it would be if we were able to provide that service here. So we've kind of floated the idea, and there was 16 other towns that immediately responded and said, you know, we want to be part of that. We're experiencing the same problems mm-hmm. finding mechanics to work on our vehicles and the expense that, you know, it's very expensive to have that kind of work done. And how can we work together to get that accomplished regionally? So we're excited about the study that we're able to fund.
That's terrific. And anything else you want to add, let people know about what's happening in Pembroke with the fire department? Sounds like you folks are busy putting stuff together and responding to things.
No, we have been busy. Like I said, the fire department, the doors are always open. We welcome people to stop in and say hello. We're happy to give tours of the station. And just remember, you know, wintertime, a lot of fire hazards out there. Keep your chimneys clean and make sure your smoke detectors are working.
That's right. And you know what? As we get a little bit closer to that town meeting, maybe have you and some other officials from Pembroke come in here, talk a little bit about that new public safety building plan.
We would love that.
That would be terrific. And again, that was Pembroke Fire Chief Jason Viveros.